This week, Dieter Asiedu takes us to the North Bohemian town of Česká Kamenice, awarded with the title Historic Town of the Year for 2005.
Já jsem muzikant a přicházím k vám z české země.
My jsme muzikanti, přicházíme k vám.
Já umím hrát.
The small picturesque town of Česká Kamenice is situated in northern Bohemia, about 105 kilometers away from Prague. It is a late Gothic town on the river Kamenice, where three protected landscapes, the Lusatian Mountains, Czech Switzerland and the Bohemian Central Highlands meet. Despite its modest population of 5,500, the town has 34 monuments, the care of which earned it the title Historic Town of the Year for 2005. But first, a few words about the history of Česká Kamenice. The first written records of the town date back to 1352, although it is believed that it is at least three quarters of a century older. The town was founded on a trade route in the late 13th century. Only one century later, when it was part of the estate of the Michalovce nobility, the residents enjoyed certain privileges. They were allowed to brew and sell their own beer, hold fairs and establish town baths. One of the town's most prized possessions today is the town book. As historian Mirek Hlavnička tells us, it is here where various important decisions were recorded.
In today's world, town councils make resolutions that are then recorded and must be followed. Back then, the situation was similar, and all state administration decisions, town privileges, official promotions to higher ranks and so on were recorded in the town book. The book is now preserved in the archives at the local chateau. Only a few other such books that are this old exist in the Czech Republic. It was started in 1380, and the records end in the middle of the 16th century, so it's certainly a very interesting artifact.
The most influential aristocratic families have been the Wartenbergs and the Kinskys, who resided in the town's chateau. Built in the 16th century, the chateau has a Renaissance south wing with arcades and a Baroque north wing. Its ownership is currently being disputed in court. The Gothic Renaissance Church of St. Jacob the Elder dominates the town's rectangular square. Here, a music festival dedicated to the country's famous composer Antonín Dvořák is held every year. This is also where the remains of members of the Wartenberg nobility are preserved.
Pod kostelem je krypta, kde jsou ostatky rodu Wartenbergů.
There's a crypt under the church with eight copper coffins. It's not open to the public, though. The crypt was opened last year when anthropologists and Děčín museum researchers explored parts of the crypt, but now it's closed with a large stone lid. The church is in itself an interesting architectural monument because it still has a Gothic foundation. It has three naves. The tower is connected to the chateau by a covered above-ground corridor. The tower now houses a permanent exhibition of the town's history. The whole building has Saxony Renaissance elements with jagged gables.
Další zajímavostí je ta poutní kaple, která má ojedinělý.
Another interesting gem is the Chapel of the Virgin Mary. The Baroque chapel was built from 1736 to 39, following plans by the architect Octavio Borgia. There is a wooden Rococo altar in the center of the chapel with a golden statue of the Virgin Mary. The beautiful cupola is also decorated with various statues and sculptures.
Rokokový dřevěný oltář s poutní sochou Panny Marie.
Walking along the town square, which is adorned with two gabled Gothic houses, a Renaissance fountain and the town hall, you stumble across a horseshoe that is paved with flint. Livestock used to be sold at a market on the square, and the horseshoe marks the point up to which the livestock was allowed to be taken. Close to the vicarage, a protected red-use tree stands. They say it is 4 meters in perimeter, 11 meters tall, and up to 400 years old. The river Kamenica used to be full of salmon, but they disappeared due to pollution. Now the water is clean and clear again, and the salmon are gradually returning home. One of the most renowned Czechs of all time, Antonín Dvořák, spent much of his youth here. He used to play the local organ at the Church of St. Jacob. Besides him, a number of other interesting personalities have resided here. Historian Mirek Hlavníčka.
Takže z takový té nejstarší doby tady máme třeba profesora Johana Kleina, který byl ředitel katedry.
Of the oldest period, I would mention Professor Johann Klein, who was the director of the mathematics faculty in Prague's Clementinum. Besides other things, he made astronomical clocks. Another important personality was Johann Baptist Pohl, a doctor of medicine and professor of botany. Then there was Franz Preidel, who was the mayor of Kamenice for 4 terms. He was a very important patron who was dedicated to the preservation and restoration of the town's monuments, especially the chapel. Last but not least, Antonín Dvořák visited the town many times and lived here for 1 school year. He was sent here to master German and the trade he was meant to follow, the butcher's trade.
Který se zde zdokonaloval v němčině a měl se věnovat svému řemeslu, řeznictví.
Well, luckily for the world's classical music lovers, that school year in Česká Kamenice made little impact on Antonín Dvořák. Česká Kamenice was named Historic Town of the Year for 2005. It earned the title for its devoted care for its historical monuments. Česká Kamenice had fought for the title several times, and in the last 5 years managed to get to the final 3 times.
It worked after the 3rd try. We gained the title and have the plaque. But we also received the financial donation of 1 million crowns. That's part of it.
Says Deputy Mayor Jaromír Adamčík. 1 million Czech crowns is a little under $45,000.
We've already reconstructed the town square. That cost us 20 million crowns. And now we plan to work on the other square in the town. It should cost us the same. We want the town's protected historic center to stand out.
Česká Kamenice used to be a predominantly ethnic German town. The nearby Rabstein complex used to be a wash house. Its German owner went bankrupt, and the followers of the Sudeten German leader Konrad Henlein used it in 1938 as an example of the economic suppression of the Czech government. In the last year of the Second World War, Rabstein was turned into a concentration camp for prisoners of war. The German army tried to turn it into an underground factory for helicopters and planes. Prisoners worked under harsh conditions, 12-hour shifts in the cold tunnels with little to eat. Some 100 prisoners are believed to have been too weak to survive the harsh conditions and a typhoid epidemic that broke out in February 1945. After the end of the war, captured SS officers were interned at Rabstein. Following the Beneš decrees, which sanctioned the expulsion of the ethnic Germans from Czechoslovakia, most of the German community in Česká Kamenice and its surroundings were made to gather at Rabstein and then forced to leave the Czech lands. After the massive expulsions, Česká Kamenice gained new residents, Deputy Mayor Jaromír Adamčík.
To je problém, o kterém se dost málo mluví, ale protože já jsem také.
It's a problem that's hardly ever talked about. I am also pretty much a foreigner. I was born close to the town of Opava and came here in 1965. The people who came here after World War II have always considered their home to be somewhere else. They were mainly from the areas around Kutná Hora, Hradec Králové and the Vysočina region. It's only those who are born here who feel that Česká Kamenice is their home and are willing and able to do something for this town, because it really is theirs.
Něco dělat, protože opravdu je to jejich domov.